God, come to my assistance. Father, we thank thee who has planted thy holy name within our hearts, knowledge and faith, and life immortal, Jesus thy Son to us imparts. Thou, Lord, didst make all for thy pleasure, didst give man food for all his days, giving in Christ the bread eternal. Thine is the power, be thine the praise. Watch over thy church, O Lord, in mercy, save it from evil, guard it still. Perfected in thy love, united, cleansed and conformed unto thy will. As grace once scattered on the hillsides, was in the broken bread made one, so from all lands thy church be gathered into thy kingdom by thy Son. Psalmity, Antiphon 1. Lord, keep my soul from death, never let me stumble. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord, my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just. Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord, in the land of the living. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, keep my soul from death, never let me stumble. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep, not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right hand he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, pour out your blessings on us and help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory to your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations will come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Amen. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. What we utter is God's wisdom, a mysterious hidden wisdom. God planned it before all ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age knew the mystery. If they had known it, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. Of this wisdom it is written, ear has not heard, nor has it so much dawned as on man, what God has prepared for those who love him. Yet God has revealed this wisdom to us through the Spirit. Christ died for our sins to make us an offering to God. Christ died for our sins to make us an offering to God. He died to this world of sin and rose in the power of the Spirit to make us an offering to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Remember your mercy, Lord, the promise of mercy you made to our fathers. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel. For he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Remember your mercy, Lord, the promise of mercy you made to our fathers. Let us bless Christ, the compassionate and merciful Lord, who wipes away the tears of those who weep. Let us cry out to him in love and ask, have mercy on your people, Lord. Lord Jesus, you console the humble. Be attentive to the tears of the poor. Merciful God, hear the cries of the dying. Comfort them with your presence. Make exiles aware of your providential care, that they return to their home on earth and finally enter their home in heaven. Be merciful to sinners who have fallen away from your love. Reconcile them to yourself and to your church. Save our brothers who have died Let them share in the fullness of redemption. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God our Father, the contradiction of the cross proclaims your infinite wisdom. Help us to see that the glory of your Son is revealed in the suffering he freely accepted. Give us faith to claim as our only glory the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. And I also forgot one prayer for Bill and for Henry and for Michael. Here we go. Let us try to do that longer reading. I think it's supposed to be Daniel 12 today. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. The angel said to me, "At that time there shall arise Michael, the great prince, guardian of your people. It shall be a time unsurpassed in distress, since nations began until that time. At that time your people shall escape, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awaken. Some shall live forever. Others shall be in everlasting horror and disgrace. But the wise shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. As for you, Daniel, keep secret the message and seal the book until the end time. Many shall fall away and evil shall increase. I, Daniel, looked and saw two others, one standing on either bank of the river. One of them said to the man clothed in linen who was upstream, 'How long shall it be to the end of these appalling things?' The man clothed in linen who was upstream lifted his right and left hands to heaven, and I heard him swear by him who lives forever that it should be a year, 2 years, and a half year, and that when the power of the destroyer of the holy people was brought to an end, all these things should end. I heard, but I did not understand, so I asked, 'My Lord, what follows this?' 'Go, Daniel,' he said, 'because the words are to be kept secret and sealed until the end time. Many shall be refined, purified, and tested, but the wicked shall prove wicked. None of them shall have understanding, but the wise shall have it. For the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the horrible abomination is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is the man who has patience and perseveres until the 1,335 days. Go, take your rest. You shall arise for your reward at the end of days." Responsory. Those considered worthy of the resurrection from the dead can no longer die. They are like angels. They are the sons of God. Because they are sons of the resurrection, he is not a God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all things are alive. They are like angels. They are sons of the resurrection. They are sons of God because they are sons of the resurrection. Second reading from a homily written in the second century. Our salvation depends on the integrity of our lives. Let us be sure that when the day of judgment comes, our place will be among those who give thanks to God and have served him, and not with the ungodly who face condemnation. As for myself, I am only a sinner, not yet beyond the reach of temptation. But even amidst all the devil's machinations, I shall still strive to make progress and hope to attain at least some virtue. for I fear the judgment that awaits me. My brothers and sisters, you have heard the word of God, who is the very fountainhead of truth. Therefore I now read you an appeal to heed what is written, and thereby save yourselves and your reader. The reward I ask is that you repent with your whole heart, to save yourselves and find life. If we do this, we shall set an example for all young people, for whom the glory and goodness of God is a challenge, to be generous in his service. Let me also say that when we are given a warning and corrected for doing something wrong, we should not be so foolish as to take offense and be angry. There are times when we are unconscious of the sins we commit because our hearts are fickle, lacking in faith. Futile desires becloud our mind. We need to pull ourselves up, therefore, because our very salvation is at stake. Those who keep God's commandments will have reason to rejoice. For a short time in this world they may have to suffer, but they will rise again, and their reward will endure forever. No one who holds God in reverence should grieve over the hardships of this present time, for a time of blessedness awaits him. He will live again in heaven in the company of all those who have gone before him. For all eternity he will rejoice, never to know sorrow again. So do not be disturbed at the sight of wicked men possessing great wealth, while the servants of God suffer want. We, my brothers and sisters, must have faith, competing as we are in the arena of the living God. We are receiving the training in this present life that will make us worthy to be crowned in the life to come. No honest man becomes rich overnight. He has to wait for the reward of his labors. If God gave virtue an immediate recompense, we should straightway find ourselves engaging in commerce instead of perfecting ourselves in his service. Although to all outward appearance we might be irreproachable, we should not be seeking God but our own advantage, and bringing down on our sinful souls the divine judgment that would soon make us feel the full weight of our chains. To the one invisible God, the Father of truth, who set forth the Savior, the author of immortality, and through him revealed to us the truth and the heavenly life, to him be glory throughout all ages, forever and ever. Amen. Responsory prayer. Turn away from evil and do good, for the Lord loves what is right and does not abandon his holy ones. Do not emulate the wicked or envy those who do wrong, for the Lord loves those what is right and does not abandon his holy ones. Okay, now for my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory, have a good night. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.